Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Show with Community News and Affairs from the Center. I'm Ron Fruit. It's the second day of our special programming as we talk about International Education Week. It's perfect timing during American Education Week, and really the combination of the two give unique experiences to all students. And in our community, we're incredibly fortunate to have 10 students from a variety of countries who are all studying in the Richland School District. We welcome Kathy Fry back to our program today, who's the Foreign Exchange Director in the Richland School District. And today we'll introduce you to Miriam, Veronica, Kirk, and Matilda, who respectively represent the countries of Morocco, Spain, the Philippines, and Denmark. It's good to have all of you with us today. And Kathy, I know that you are proud of the young people yesterday. You're very proud of these young people today. They show courage, and they really are a part of the promise of a better future for all of us.
That is definitely true. And I always tell the students when they come at the beginning of the year that I think they're very brave, because they're coming to a place they don't know, where they don't know any people, they don't know what school's going to be like, they don't know what the weather's going to be like, and they just are very brave souls to be doing this all on their own as teenagers.
I think it's interesting because I'll just choose Denmark, Matilda. When we think about Denmark, it may not mean a whole lot to us, but if we get to know Matilda, all of a sudden, Denmark becomes far more personal and important to us.
It does, and I think that's the beauty of exchange programs. I think one of the best parts of the whole opportunity is getting to know people from other countries and realizing that really we're all the same. We might look a little different, or we might worship differently or whatever, but really everybody has the same goals and dreams, and it's super important.
As the Foreign Exchange Director for the Richland School District, I know that you do a lot of work with incoming students, but is there a desire to create outgoing opportunities too, Kathy?
Yes, there is. Actually, I think there are two students coming up next year who are getting prepared to fill out some applications and get possibly get some scholarships to go abroad next year at Richland Center High School, two of our RCHS students. And also, we had an opportunity last year that we weren't able to take advantage of because we only had two students who were able to do it. But this will be our fourth year of our short-term exchange program with Argentina students. They come in January for 5 weeks, and we are looking for host families for them. But we're trying to establish something like what KZGON used to have with the German program, a sister school, because these students all come from the same school in Argentina. So we're hoping that at some point we can have an outbound exchange for our students to go to Argentina in the summer as well.
Let's say that I'm a student thinking that I would like to be considered for an outbound scholarship or opportunity, or I'm a parent of a student and I'd like to see them take advantage. What kinds of things should I be considering and thinking about at this point on the calendar year?
If you're thinking about going next year, now's the time. There are some scholarships available through some of the organizations that do exchange programs. I work with YFU, but I'm familiar with the other programs as well. But YFU has some scholarships, and the deadlines for those are coming up, I think, in December. So if a student wanted to go, there are several types of scholarships that they could do. Otherwise, you know, they can, if they have the money to pay for an exchange program and go abroad, they can just apply that way.
Is it a significant investment?
It's, I believe, around $12,000 to $15,000, depending on the organization. So those scholarships are super helpful.
But does that include everything, like travel and all the other related expenses?
Yes. The organizations help to coordinate all of the paperwork, the visas, making sure that they have the right I-20, I think it is. It's a form that they need to get back into their country when they're finished. All of that, the flights, everything, it's all included.
Do I have an opportunity to choose what country I will go to?
Yes. Unfortunately, these kids don't get a chance to really choose which country they want to go to, but outgoing students can try to apply for a certain country if they want to.
But that doesn't mean you'll wind up in a certain city in a certain spot, does it?
No, it does not. And it depends on the program, too, because if I know Rotary has an outgoing program, and their program does not guarantee you which country you're going to go to. If you apply for, there's a scholarship between our government and the German government called CBYX. And if you apply for that, that from here, you're going to Germany. And from Germany, you're coming here. But some of the other programs, you don't get to choose.
If I was interested, would you ask me about my language abilities?
I would, but we had Jenna Levy a couple of years ago went to the Netherlands and knew zero Dutch. So she learned really quickly. And that's what the whole program is about. I mean, if you get immersed in a culture and a language, you're going to learn it quickly. But, you know, it does help to have some background in the language where you're going, that they speak in that country. So
I think there's some value in not knowing where you're going to go. And maybe that's one of the questions I'll ask you guys today, because it really does make you somewhat vulnerable, but does make you, you know, you're not in control. So you're going to go, you're going to experience and let fate take its, you know, its place.
Exactly. So I shouldn't say they don't get to choose the country, because they get to choose to come to the U.S., but they don't know which state they're going to be in. And the U.S. is pretty varied. So, you know, I'm not so sure. Some of these guys have been real happy with our weather, especially today. Although some of them are seeing snow for the first time, so that's pretty exciting. I'm sure they'll probably get tired of it by about February, but so they don't get to choose the state. It really depends on where the host families are found. And that's how all of these guys ended up here.
So if someone is interested, and you said those deadlines are coming up, should they contact you, Kathy?
Yes, they can do that. I can give you an email address. I set up a new email address when I actually stopped working at the Richland School District full time. But my email address is rcexchangedirector@gmail.com.
Pretty simple then.
Yes.
And just give you our contact information and just say, we'd like to learn more.
Yes.
Would you put us in touch then with one of the organizations that helps facilitate these exchanges?
I would definitely do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can learn more. In fact, if somebody is interested, what a great opportunity this Friday night will be to come together, celebrate International Education Week, but to be able to meet some of the students, to be able to talk to you and others who are supportive of these opportunities.
Yes, Friday night would be a great night to get a little taste of what it's like to be an exchange student.
Let's recap that. If you were with us yesterday, it'll be a good review. If you didn't get a chance to hear yesterday, Friday night is really one of the special nights on your calendar as far as the foreign exchange program is concerned.
Yes, it is. And we were really lucky to be able to get everything to be in the same week so that we could publicize our international night, which is Friday night at Richland Center High School in the West Commons and the large group instruction room, starting at 6:30. Doors will be open around 6 o'clock.
And it's free of charge.
It is free. Some of the students are bringing food. Some are doing presentations. I believe there will be some traditional dress, possibly a song or two, and maybe a dance.
Now let's look around the room and see who's panicked, shall we?
Yes. So it'll be a really interesting evening and a chance to sample some food. It's not going to be a meal, but there will be some food there to sample and to talk to the kids and just get a little feel of what it's like to be an exchange student.
And you talked about the fact that this is not only a great opportunity for the students, giving them a chance to share, it's a wonderful opportunity for the community to be exposed and to learn.
It is. It is. The campus used to have their Feast of Nations, and that was always a lot of fun because you got a chance to see different cultures and taste different food. So this is kind of a mini version of that. We have invited the two students from the campus this year, but I don't know if they'll be coming or not. But we also have some students at Richland Center High School that are from other countries that are not exchange students. They're here, living here, and they are in our English Language Learner program. And I'm still not sure how many of them are going to be involved, but there's a good chance to meet quite a few different kids from different countries. Mm-hmm.
And if you think you'd like to be a host for the 5-week short-term exchange with Argentina the first of the year, This would also be a perfect time to come ask questions, express interest, and learn, wouldn't it?
Yes, I will be available that evening for anybody that has questions about that program as well.
Today, we give you a chance to spend some time in Morocco, Spain, the Philippines, and Denmark. So it's a really great opportunity. And we're going to begin with Miriam, who's from Morocco. Miriam, welcome to the program this morning. It's certainly nice to have you on the air. What caused you to want to be an exchange student, to study in another country?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your time and for this wonderful opportunity. And we really appreciate just being here and meeting you.
You're so welcome. It's our privilege.
Oh, so I have two cousins who've been on an exchange year, and it was wonderful. They were like, yeah, just go for it. And I was like, yeah, I am going for it. And I've always wanted to like travel the world, discover new cultures, and even share my culture. So, and I really wanted to make friends overseas and like discover new things.
So you had lots of expectations coming here. Have you been able to achieve some of those goals?
Well, yeah. And now I can see like snow I've never seen. Yeah, and I've always wanted to live that American dream and American high school, and just see like football and cheerleading and everything. It's really cool. Yeah,
we have never had, in my knowledge, a student be on the program from Morocco. Oh. Tell us about your hometown, your family. Just mm-hmm. give us a chance to understand a little bit about your country, Miriam.
Well, Morocco is in North Africa. I live in a small town next to Marrakesh, which is a really big city. I live with my parents, my younger brother, and my grandmother, which is pretty cool. I love it. I think it's unusual here, but I love it. It just being with your grandma every day and just talking to her. It's really cool. So I'm in a small town. There aren't many opportunities there. There aren't many like creative centers. So that's why I've wanted like to go elsewhere to find like to open up my eyes to new passions and find myself more.
Your dad and mom and your grandma, mm-hmm. were they encouraging you to be an exchange student, or were yeah. they nervous?
Well, they're the one who encouraged me and encouraged me to do like this program and go like to the United States. So,
were you nervous about coming?
I was kind of nervous because I had to come by myself. I came here until like September, and all the groups came here on like August. So I had to come by myself without any company. So I was kind of nervous.
I don't blame you. What is school like in Morocco?
Well, so the school system is kind of harder than here. We only have like academic system, I guess. We don't really have many like activities to do. So it's kind of hard. That's why I think it's pretty easy here. And I love the school system and everything, how you can choose your subjects, how you can do like sports. It's really good here. Yeah.
Tell me what a day would be like at school. If you were back home and mm-hmm. today you were going to school in Morocco, what would your day be like, Miriam?
So my school starts at 8:30. So I from 8:30 to like 2:30, then I go back home to eat lunch. Then I come back to school like another 4 hours. So it's like 8 hours a day.
That to me sounds a bit brutal, if you know
yeah,
what I'm saying.
It is.
5 days a week?
6 days a week. I'm in a public school.
Oh, Miriam.
I know.
Gosh, you must feel like you're on vacation here.
Oh, yeah. It's
no
just
questions
amazing
asked.
Here. Yeah, I'm on vacation.
So what, how, are classes like 2 hours long? You know, what do you do during that extended day?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, straight 2 hours long, no break, anything. So, but sometimes we can have like only 1 hour. So it's like 4 hours in the morning and 4 hours like afternoon.
I'm trying to think, you know, what your day is like. After you go home at 2:30 for lunch.
And then 12:30 and come back to school at 2:30.
Oh, 2:30. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you go back for how long? 4 hours.
4 hours.
So you don't get home until like
6:30.
Yeah.
And I might have some extra hours, like 2 hours. I come back home till like 8:30. Then I have to do my homework.
Oh.
I know, it's hard.
I was going to say.
I'm living my best time here.
But do you feel at the end of a day that you have gained a lot of knowledge and that you are really being challenged, Miriam, to be your best?
Yeah, I really feel like challenged, and I feel like I've gained a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And it's...
So what do young people, 6 days a week, right?
6 days a week.
What do young people do then? I mean, what do you do for fun or social times, you know, back home?
Well, for fun, I love reading. I love reading French, Arabic, and English books. I also love doing volleyball if I had time. And I love drawing. I used to play guitar. And I just try my best to make time for these hobbies.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The school year, you know, here you would go for 9 months and then have like roughly 3 months of vacation mm-hmm. during the summer. How does the schedule work in Morocco?
It's the same thing. It's like 10 months and 3 months for vacation.
So what grade would you be in if you were back home right now?
The 11th grade.
Okay.
Which is like junior.
Right. So does this year count for you?
No, it doesn't.
If I'd had to guess, I would say it probably wouldn't. So this is really an experience type year for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A great experience.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, certainly the schedule you've talked about, you've enjoyed. But what have you missed most about home?
Well, of course, my family, my friends, and food.
How about your future? What is it that you would like to do for a career, Miriam?
Well, I don't really have anything planned yet. I'm just trying like to enjoy youth and do what I can do. I think I'm thinking about like continue my studies here, maybe apply for a college, but I still have no idea what to do.
How do you see this experience serving you well for the rest of your life?
Well, I think this experience like gave me the chance to like open up my eyes to new passions and be exposed to many like perspectives and mindsets, which is really helpful. And I also gained a lot of social skills, like leadership, effective communication, and so on. So it's pretty helpful.
Will it be hard to go back to school from 8:30 till 6:30?
It is going to be hard.
If in the future, just a final question mm-hmm. for you this morning, Miriam, if you have children someday, will you want them to be able to be in an exchange program?
Oh yeah, totally. I would want him to be on exchange year anywhere. I would like my kids like to experience like new cultures and discover the world, so they can have like a great like opportunity to like new people and just see how the world can be different.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. It's been wonderful to have you on the air
Thank
this morning.
Thank you so much.
Glad you're in our community, and best wishes as you continue to study here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Veronica hails from Spain. She is our next guest during International Education Week. Veronica, welcome to the program today. It's nice to see you. Why did you want to be an international student?
Well, my mom was an international student too when she was young. So she was always telling me about her experience and all the stuff she did. And I was like, oh, mom, I want to do this too. I want to go there. I want to have this, like Miriam said, this American dream, the high school stuff, because I think United States is the only country where you have like cheerleading, football, all this funny stuff you do, dances. And so I wanted to like be part of it. And I also wanted to learn like to be like more independent. Because in here, I obviously have to do, like, my stuff. I don't have my mom here, like, going back for me, like, clean your stuff. No. So, it's just me. So, and I also, obviously, for learning English. And so, I have, like, more options for my future college and stuff.
Well, there's certainly a big difference between Richland Center, Wisconsin, and Chicago, Illinois, and New York, New York. You had no choice where you were going to land in the United States. Is that a true statement then, Veronica?
Yeah.
So what's it been like to get used to living in Richland Center, and is it a lot different than what it would be if you were at home?
Well, it's a pretty small country, and, well, I'm from Barcelona, that it's, I live in a town near Barcelona, so I'm used to, like, the city, and then I came here, and it's all, like, town, farms, cows, and I was, when I saw I was coming here, I was, like, freaking out. Because I was looking, like, in Google Maps. There are no shops in here. I cannot go shopping. There are no taxis, buses, trains. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be there. But then I came here. I met my family, lovely family. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to make it this year. And so it's different, obviously. But
what was the biggest challenge to adjust to when you began to study at Richland Center High School, Veronica?
Well, I'm pretty shy from meeting people, so I guess doing friends.
And you were the only one from Spain?
Yep.
So you knew no one when you came, right?
No.
Did you communicate at all ahead of time so you had an idea, other than just to being able to, you know, look online to what the community might be like?
Well, I search, obviously, but Richland Center is a small country, small town. So there's not a lot of information in the internet. So I didn't have a pretty good idea of what this was going to be.
Tell me what it would be like if you were back home now and you were in school there compared to what it's like in school here, Veronica.
So if I was in Spain, I would go to school at 8 in the morning. And I would be doing 2 hours of class, then I would have a 30-minute break, 2 hours of class. Then from 1:30 to, I don't know what, a 2-hour break for lunch, and then 2 more hours of school, and then at 5, we go back home.
So it's a long day, not quite as bad as Morocco, but close, isn't it? Would your subjects be a lot different than what they are here?
Yes, because we don't have, like, cooking classes. We don't have, it's just, like, the science, math, English, and languages.
Strict academics, yeah. Then. So how do you learn some of those other skills? How do you find recreational things to be able to do, Veronica, if they're not at school? Are there clubs? Are there organizations you can be a part of? Are there things that you do especially at home?
Yeah, you can obviously go to join, like, sports clubs, then our classes, like, all the stuff you have in the high school here that's not, like, academic, you can do it outside from school.
What do you do for fun at home? You know, what do young people do that, you know, if they said, this is, you know, we're hitting the weekend or whenever it is you're going to do something, what would you do?
What I do is I usually stay home reading, watching movies, or I go out with my friends, we go to the city to shop or, like, just eat. But if you ask me about Spanish teenagers, then they go party. I don't, but they do.
They do.
Yeah. Because we have these discotheques. They start, like, at 12, like, midnight until, like, 5 in the morning. My mom doesn't let me do that.
She'll let you come to Richland Center, Wisconsin, yep. But you can't go to the discotheque, like, right?
Yep.
Good for her. I think I like her. What have you missed most about home?
The food.
Yeah.
And my family, obviously.
Sure.
But the food.
Will you be one that brings food to the international night? What are you going to bring?
Croquetas.
Okay. Which is what?
It's you can come and see. Okay. What it is.
That was a good line, Veronica. Well done. Well played. Have you made a career choice for yourself?
Well, I was, before coming here, I was thinking about maybe studying law and become a judge. But now I've been talking with people in here, and maybe psychology is another good option for me.
How do you see this experience helping you be successful in your career choice, whatever it turns out you decide to do?
Well, obviously the English opens me a lot of doors in college and studies, but also like, I guess being here makes me like more, I forgot the word, makes me more like brave.
Confidence?
Yeah, confident. Okay. And probably that would be like better for me.
Do you get a chance to talk to your family once in a while so that you can stay in touch back home?
Yeah.
What kinds of questions do they ask you about the experiences that you're having here?
Well, are you okay with the family? Are they nice? How's the high school friends? Are you eating good? Are you eating a lot of candy?
What's the answer to that question?
I just lie to them and tell them no.
That is awesome. Which tells us that no matter where you're at, people are the same, aren't they? Yeah. Have you been able to make some good friends that you see keeping those relationships longer in life?
Yeah.
So let me ask you the question that I asked Miriam just a moment ago. If in the future you have children, will you encourage them to be exchange students?
Well, in the case I have children, I will like make them go. They would have no choice.
Because their grandmother would say you need to be an exchange student too, wouldn't she? What would you say to one of your friends? You go back home and they say, Veronica, why should I consider being an international student? Or maybe a student at the high school here says, you know, why should I talk to Kathy about being an outbound student? What would you tell them?
Well, it's a new experience. You get to know new people, a different culture, language. And you learn a lot of stuff. Even like you don't really realize you're learning things. You just learn them without noticing.
And you're just immersed in the culture, aren't you?
And so I think it's like good for growing up also. Like, I think when I go back to Spain, I will probably be more mature, I hope. And so...
I'm quite sure you will. You won't be the same. So it's awesome. Good to have you here today, Veronica.
Thank you. Best wishes.
We have Kirk from the Philippines and Matilda from Denmark to join us on this part as we pay tribute to International Education Week. Thanks to the two of you for being willing to be on the air and calling our community home. Kirk, you're from the Philippines. You're the first exchange student that we've ever had on the air from the Philippines.
I am. It's exciting to share my culture to everyone here. And I would love to embody the Filipino culture with me as along this journey. Yeah.
That's awesome. I had two teachers when I was at Richland Center High School years ago whose home country was the Philippines. And learned English and math, if I'm remembering right, from the two of them. So good opportunity. What caused you to say, yes, I want to be an international student and study abroad, Kirk? What made you want to be an international student?
What made me want to be a international student was actually like, because I always thought that I was living in a nutshell. I've only lived in the Philippines for my entire life. And, you know, I wanted to experience different cultures, see people outside from the vicinity of home. And, you know, being here and experiencing all of this stuff will open up a new perspective for me. And that's all I want from this journey.
Was your family supportive of your desire to be able to expand your knowledge?
Yes, they were actually, because only a few people from the Philippines have an opportunity like this. And I am fortunate to be one of those people.
Well, tell me about where you live in the Philippines and a little bit about your life and your family, Kirk.
I lived in the southwest part of the Philippines. It's actually on the most southwest part, so you can see it on the map. It's on the tip of the Philippines. And no, my family, they're very good and they're very supportive of me, and we have lots of things to do in the Philippines, and the weather is very different, very warm, so we get to play lots of stuff. There's always people on the streets, you know, kids. It's quite different here because of the snow, so there's not a lot of people outside. And it's fun, both here and there. So it's different, but it's, you know, it's good in some ways.
But just being in the snow and the cold is another one of those eye-opening experiences for you, isn't it?
It's actually my first time experiencing snow too. And, you know, it's cold, but it's something new. So you have lots of things to learn also.
Tell me about your school back home. What would your day be like today if you were back home in the Philippines, Kirk?
Oh, my day starts at 3 a.m. in the morning. So I have to wake up at 3 because, you know, there's traffic in the Philippines. And I'd have to travel for 2 hours to go to school and my school.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. Monday to Friday, I have to travel 2 hours to go to school. Yes, and our classes starts at 6:45 a.m. because we have a flag ceremony every day. And then that goes on until 5 p.m. because we'd have to clean our school halls and classrooms every day after school. Yeah.
I'm just propping my mouth back up again because my jaw drops. So you have to get up at 3.
3.
And then how do you get to school? Do you ride a train, bus, or what do you do?
There is a lot of public transportation at school, but I'm lucky enough to have, like, my family has a car, so we do that. But some of my classmates, like, ride motorcycles, tricycles. Tricycles are the transportation that has 3 wheels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's quite different in our home country because the tricycles are elevated because it's the only one in the Philippines that has an elevated tricycle because my hometown is up on the mountain, so you'd have to have it elevated because then you wouldn't travel anywhere without it being that way. So it's kind of different, but it's fun, yeah.
But then your day, I mean, school is, that's massive. So how do you spend your evening?
Well, after school, 5, me and my family usually have this dinners at the house and we'd cook until 7 p.m. and have dinner then and maybe watch movie afterwards or study. Well, we have 13 subjects in the Philippines, so I actually do have to study after school.
So you have no time to sleep?
Yeah. Well, I do sleep at school.
Is that something we should talk more about or just move on to something else?
Just move on.
Okay. Does this school year, is this just an experience for you, Kirk, studying here, or do you receive some sort of credit? And do you have responsibilities while you are here?
Some of my subjects, because I my school is a science school, so the subjects that I take here, like physics and chemistry, they would be accredited in my home country, my school in my home country. But other than that, other subjects like maybe sports, team games, and all that courses wouldn't be. So it's kind of a mix of both. And when we talk about responsibilities, well, I do have this to have from the program. I'd have to like do volunteer service. It's kind of a prerequisite, but it's fun because you get to meet a lot of people. I've done 22 and 30 minutes of volunteer service already, and I've only been here for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 weeks. So that means school was already started when you got here. Did that make it hard for you, Kirk?
It did make it hard. I know only a few people coming here. I've reached out on social media and it's quite hard, but you know, every adjustment is hard. So you just have to make an effort to, you know.
But it's all a part of the experience that you wanted to open your eyes and grow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, part of the exchange is adjustment. And you know, you really have to make an effort.
So do you still get up at 3 a.m.?
No. I don't.
I don't blame you. I don't think I would want to either. What have you enjoyed most about the time that you have spent here thus far in Richland Center,
you know, Kirk? I enjoyed, like, traveling, seeing the place, seeing Richland Center, you know, trying different things, eating like tacos and all this new stuff that I haven't tasted forever. And, you know, it's part of the experience and I want to take that with me. And, you know, I plan to like give my perspective to the people in my community when I go back home, and I think it would be fun to share that to them.
In other words, it's not so. It is about you learning. But yeah. It's really about us learning about you in the mm-hmm. Philippines. But then when you go back home, it's about helping your friends and family to learn about the United States, isn't it? How about your career choice, Kirk? What do you want to do for a living? Have you decided?
I'm kind of conflicted between being a doctor or a lawyer. Because, you know, I have lots of things that I'm interested in, so I'm kind of debating whether I should go to both, where I should go, yeah.
Do you think that the time you're spending studying here internationally will help you make that choice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, both of those careers have a lot to do with communicating with people and being able to connect, and, you know, I also have subjects here that are connected to the course, like psychology and, you know, science courses. So I think that my time here would really affect how I would go through with that career choice.
Sounds good. Is there something that you'd like to be able to say to the community about what you've enjoyed so far here or what you hope to be able to learn before you leave, Kirk?
You know, before I leave here, I'd love to experience all of the stuff because I came here almost. It's the summer is done already. So I'd love to experience everything and, you know, get to know more of the people and really connect and build ties that would last and develop an appreciation for American culture as well as acquire an understanding of the civil society here.
Well, it's remarkable to have you here today. It's going to be floating around in my head that Kirk has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have a 2-hour commute in school. It's like, how do you do that? Thanks for coming today. Your story is terrific, and I salute you and your family.
Thank you
for being here. Our final guest today is Matilda, who hails from Denmark, and she is, I believe, the first international student to come in a cheerleading uniform.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That says a lot about you as well. Your story, though, is somewhat different, though, because you arrived much earlier than what Kirk did, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Why did you want to be a foreign exchange student, Matilda?
Well, my aunt was a foreign exchange student and my mom was a foreign exchange student. And I kind of wanted to try something new because, you know, why not? It's fun and you just hear everybody talking about it and you're like, I kind of want to do that because it just sounds awesome, you know, try new culture and meet new people and get to a family you actually do not know and get that relationship with them. So I just wanted to try it.
What did your friends back home say when you said, I'm going to go study in the United States next year?
Well, my close friends were like, what? Really? Why? And I was like, well, why not? You know, try it. And they were like, that's kind of cool. And yeah, it was just, it was hard to take because, you know, you had to leave them, but they supported you all the way through the school when you told them that you were leaving. So it was just nice to have those close friends that were supporting you.
What would your school day be like now if you were back home, Matilda?
Well, it's kind of the same as Veronica. You know, school starts at 8 and then you have 2 hours of school. And then you have a break of probably 15 minutes where you get a little snack break and can move around to, you know, all of that stuff. And then you have 2 hours more. And then you have a 30-minute break where you, like, get that lunch break as we have here. And then we have about 2-3 hours more and then school ends. So sometimes it really depends what day you have because our school ends different days, so it can probably be 1 p.m. and sometimes it could be 3 p.m. and sometimes 2 p.m. So it's different.
Cheerleading is something you could have never done back home, am I right?
Yep. We do have cheerleading in Denmark, but it's not like a sport that people would think of. So that was one of the things I really wanted to try. I have done gymnastics since I was little and always loved it and dance and just I wanted to try the cheerleading because you see it everywhere and you're like, ooh, cool. And, you know, the bows and the pumps and the uniforms and the football players running around. And it was just, I wanted to try it so bad.
But it also gave you a chance to make some friends before school started, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was a relief that you actually kind of knew people before you started school, because you kind of have that little friend group that you could actually go to if you were nervous or didn't know where to go. So it was kind of a safe space to go before.
If you could bring one thing from Denmark to share with your friends at Richland Center High School here, what would you suddenly bring, Matilda?
That's a good question, because I really don't know. It will probably be like, maybe, because in Denmark, we can go outside or break. And here, it was new for me that we couldn't go outside. So it was like, maybe we should try to go outside. But it's currently snowing, so it's probably not the best weather to go out. But
you're not afraid of snow, are you?
Nope. Yep. I love snow.
For you, have you made a career choice yet, Matilda? You haven't?
No, I don't. I have like been thinking about it my whole entire life, and I still don't know what I want to do.
That's okay. You'll find it. But do you think that your experience here will help you in that regard?
Definitely, yeah. Absolutely. Like, it's a big experience to have to go to a different country and learn something new. I have always had in mind to work with kids, but I'm still a bit confused about it. But like, you know, meeting new people can maybe like say, oh, you should do that, you know, see a new perspective.
Friday night for the international night, are you bringing food? Are you going to be one that's going to do a presentation? What will your role be?
I'm bringing food, and then I was joking about singing, but then my host mom were like, yeah, you should sing. So I'm singing a Danish song that I absolutely love, and then I'm bringing some cookies from my home country.
Wow, you are brave, aren't you? But are you also nervous?
I am, definitely, yeah.
Do you have requirements that require you to do so many hours of community service, like Kirk said, or do presentations or sing?
No, I don't. But, you know, you only live once, so why not do it? And it's a fun experience, so I took it. I took the chance.
If one of your friends back home, when you return, said, should I do the exchange, based upon what you've learned so far, what would you tell them, Matilda?
I would tell them to go for it.
You would? You didn't hesitate a bit, did you?
Nope. I was nervous in the beginning to, like, you know, actually take that chance to go, because it's a country you don't really know and people you have never met before. So I was so nervous. But if I have friends asking, should I really go? Should I do it? I would say, go for it. Like, I kept asking my friends, should I do it? And like, I don't think they have heard about exchange students before, but they were supportive and was like, yeah, you should. So I would totally do the same to them and say, go for it.
You've made friends here, immersed in the culture. Will it be hard when it's time to go home to say goodbye?
It would, definitely, yeah. You know, you start making good friendships and meeting new people, so it would be so hard. And you have, it's people you don't know, but you can make good friendship with them over a year, so I'm sure it will be hard.
Is it easier when you have a number of international students to be with? Even though you're from different countries, you kind of share a common bond in trying to learn a new way of life, don't you?
Yeah, that was one thing I was like thinking about. Like, I could ask them about a question because they probably feel the same way as I do. So it's kind of nice to have somebody to talk with because they probably feel the same as me.
Final question for you this morning, Matilda. When you go home, do you think your parents, your friends, will see a different Matilda than the Matilda that left to go to the United States in August of 2022?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I have already been here for like three months, and I feel like I have grown a lot. Like, my language, just my personality, and the perspective of seeing new things. So definitely, yeah.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for making our community home for a year, and best wishes in the future.
Thank you.
You've all been exemplary guests. Your English skills, your humor, your candid just recollections of what you talked about from home have been incredibly entertaining. So you have represented not only this school well, but you have represented your school and your country well. Thank you. It's a great tribute during International Education Week. Thanks for coming today. Kathy, we have just enough time to remind people, but we can see why you're devoted to this program when we hear the kind of conversations that we've been able to have this morning.
Yes, yes. I think it's one of the most important things in the world for people to get to know other cultures. And this really gives our community a chance to do that, where a lot of times maybe people here would never meet somebody from another country. So to me, it's super important.
And wouldn't it be interesting to know a lot of the students that you've worked with over the years, or the many that have lived with you, how they would answer the question that Matilda did? I think they would say, yes, I would be different.
I know they would. We just had the opportunity to go to Germany for a couple of weeks in the fall here, and we had a family reunion of about 9 of our students that we'd hosted in the past, and they were from the oldest one was here in 1996. So it was a range of from last year's student all the way back to 1996, and it was just like a regular old family reunion. They all just talked, and it was a great experience for all of them. They all put a lot of weight on the years that they've spent here, and it's helped them all.
So from Matilda's song to some good eats to just a chance to learn, Friday night will be a lot of fun, won't it?
It will, and a chance to talk individually with the kids.
So, well, we wish you well in that regard. Again, it's free. 6:30 it starts. Doors open at 6.
Correct.
Best wishes as you complete this year, and thanks for giving us this opportunity.
You.
You are so welcome. Our thanks today to Miriam and Veronica and Kirk and Matilda, and to Kathy Fry, who is the international or the foreign exchange director in the Richland School District. Thank you for making the morning show a part of your day.